We are up to the Gemara on the seventh bottom line on the Chof Ches on the base. In order to understand the Gemara, we have to go back to the Mishnah. Have a look at the Mishnah on Chof Zayin on the base. If you look at the Mishnah on the Chof Zayin on the base, it says, Kol hakoroiv loy ba'oisei sho'o. The last word on the line is sho'o. Anybody who is a relative of his at the time. What does it mean at the time? So we discuss then, Rashi explains, either at the time about which you are testifying or at the time that you are testifying. Says the Mishnah, Hoya koroiv v'nisrachik. What happens if he was related but no longer is? What would be an example of that? For example, he is testifying about his son-in-law, but the wife is no longer alive. So therefore, he was a son-in-law, but he no longer is. That's the example that Rashi gives. So the Mishnah says, Harizeh kosher. Why is he kosher? Because even though once upon a time it's true they were related, but they're not related either at the time that he's giving Eidos in Bezdin or at the time of the story that he's testifying about. Remember, those are the two critical stations. Number one, what was the date of the story that we are testifying about? And number two, what is the date today? So if either of those times they are Kroivim, that would render them possible. But if they were Kroivim prior to that, okay, so if somebody is a son-in-law 5 years ago, but he's no longer married, the wife died, and then 3 years ago, a story happened, and then today he comes to Bezdin and says, 3 years ago, I saw Pliny, who used to be 10 years ago with my son-in-law, Bimachalo Shabbos, etc., etc. So according to the Mishnah, that'll be fine. Because he's not your son-in-law now at the time of the Eidos, neither was he 3 years ago, which is the date of the story that you're talking about. When was he related? 5 years ago. So that would be kosher. That's the first opinion. Says the Mishnah, look at the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda, I'm that no. Afilu meso bitoy. Even if his daughter passed away, but v'yeshloi bonim imeno, harizeh korev, he is still considered related. So we had a machlokes. According to the first opinion, it doesn't depend on what was in the past. It depends on, are they kroivim now? Whereas according to Rabbi Yehuda, that no. Even if they're not technically kroivim now because the daughter has passed away, but if they were once upon a time kroivim, he adds his condition that there are children from that marriage. So then they are still considered to be related and they would still be considered posel eidos. So with that introduction, now let's look at the Gemara daf Chof Ches Amud Beis. Rabbi Yehuda Ima. Rabbi Yehuda Ima. Omar Rav Tanchum, Omar Rav Tavla, Omar Rav Bruna, Omar Rav. So ultimately, this is a statement in the name of Rav. Halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. The halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda. On the other hand, Rava Omar, Rav Nachman, ain't halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. V'chein Omar Rabba b'Bachana Omar Rabbi Yechanan, ain't halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. So we have machloikas amoroim, do we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, or we do not paskin like Rabbi Yehuda? Again, what was Rabbi Yehuda's opinion? Rabbi Yehuda's opinion was that if they were once related, then they remain related. The fact that the daughter who made them related is no longer alive, it doesn't make a difference. And we seem to have a machloikas amoroim. Do we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda or we do not paskin like Rabbi Yehuda? Now, the second opinion, the Gemara called it, was Rabba Baba Chana. Rabba Baba Chana said, Ein halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. So if you'd ask Rabbi Bar Chana, what's the halacha when the daughter died? Can you testify about somebody who used to be your son-in-law? And he would say, yes, you can. Rabbi Yehuda says, you can't, but we don't paskan like Rabbi Yehuda. Fine. Says the Gemara on the fourth bottom line, Ikka demasni lo laha de Rabbi Bar Chana aho. There are some who quote Rabbi Bar Chana as saying something else. We just quoted Rabbi Bar Chana as saying, Ein halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. Well, some actually say that he was misquoted a little bit, and this is the correct quote, although we'll see it's quite similar. He was actually referring to Es Zu Dorash Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Rabbi Yosi Aglili made the following drosha. Rabbi Yosi Aglili is a Tana, and he says as follows. Ubaso el akoyanim ve'alavim ve'el ha'shoifet asher yeh bayomim ohim. It says if somebody has a judgment, needs to go to Bezdin, he will go to the shoifet. Which shoifet? The shoifet that's there, bayomim ohim. The shoifet that's there in those days, which is a very strange thing to write. It says the Gemara, V'chisale al datcho, would it possibly occur to you she'odam hoileich etzel ha'shoifet, that a person is going to go to a judge, she'loi hoyo b'yomov, question mark? What does that mean? Go to the shoifet, the one who's there in your days. Well, obviously, you can hardly go to a shoifet who lived 500 years ago. So what does that mean? Hello, says Rabbi Yosi Aglili. You have to read the pasuk as follows. Elozeh shehoya koroiv. We're clearly talking about a shofet who was once upon a time related. V'nisrachek, but he's now become distanced, meaning he's no longer related. And what is the Torah saying? That it's okay to go to him by yomim hoheim. That's what it means by Yomim Ohim. It doesn't mean go to a judge who's there now as opposed to 500 years ago. It means go to the judge and it all depends on his status by Yomim Ohim. The fact that maybe 5 years ago this judge was your son-in-law or your father-in-law doesn't make a difference. So Rabbi Yosi Aglili clearly holds like Rabbi Yehuda. In other words, the fact that they were once upon a time related doesn't matter, as long as Bayomim Hoheim, they are no longer related. And says the Gemara in conclusion, Omar Rabba Baba Chano, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha K'Rabbi Yosi Haglili. So what's Rabbi Machano saying? The halacha is like Rabbi Yosi Aglili. So that means, again, this was the second version. The first version of Rabbi Yosi Aglili was that he said, Ein halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. What does it mean, Ein halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda says, what did Rabbi Yehuda say? Rabbi Yehuda said, that if they were once, maybe I made a mistake before, let's just clear things up again. What did Rabbi Yehuda say in the Mishnah? Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah that if they were once related, always related. Is that the same as Rabbi Yosi Aglili? It's the opposite of Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Rabbi Yosi Aglili is saying that it all depends on his status by Yomim Hohem. So if at the time he's no longer related, the history is irrelevant. Now, what did Rabbi Baba Chana Paskin? According to version number one, he said, Ein halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. We do not follow Rabbi Yehuda, which is another way of saying that as long as he's no longer related now, that's fine. In the second version, he said, halacha k'Rabbi Yosi Aglili, which therefore comes to the same thing. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says it all depends on now by Yomim Hohem. So therefore, these two versions of Rabbi Baba Chana actually take you to the exact same place. They both are telling you, just as different versions of the way he said it, but they're both telling you the halacha olamaisa, it does not depend on what was once upon a time, rather it all depends on the situation now. According to the first version, the way he said it is, we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. According to the second version, he said, we paskin like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, which all comes to the same thing. If in the final analysis, Rabbi Bar Chana is saying we don't go with Rabbi Yehuda, rather we go with Rabbi Yossi Aglili, and therefore the fact that they were once related is irrelevant. Perfectly kosher ladies. Says the Gemara on the bottom line, we continue with this now. B'nei Chamuha de Bar Ukva. The children of the father-in-law of Mar Ukva. That means they were brothers-in-law. Kroivim v'nisrachaku. They were related, but unfortunately, no longer are. Look at the top Rashi. Kroivim v'nisrachaku havu, shemeso achosam. Their sister, who was Eshes Mar Ukva, passed away. So the wife of Mar Ukva is their sister. But the sister has unfortunately died, which means they used to be brothers-in-law, but they no longer are. So what's the halacha? Well, in light of the previous sugya, we now know that this would be a subject to a machlokes. According to Rabbi Yehuda, they're still posel because they were once upon a time related. According to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, it's absolutely okay because at the moment they're not related. We had a machlokes, so we paskin like Rabbi Bar Chana says, we go to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, therefore everything is fine. So they came in front of him for the din. Amalahu, I'm sorry. Pasilna lechu ledina. You're pasil, you're related. These ex-brothers-in-law were being pasled from the din. So what does that seem to indicate? That we're going to invalidate them based on the fact that they were once upon a time related. That's what it sounds like. Omrule, so they said to him, what's going on? My daitich, what's your opinion? Rabbi Yehuda? Question mark. Are you paskening like Rabbi Yehuda that somebody that was once upon a time related is still related? And that's why you're pasling us from the din, even though we're no longer brothers-in-law, but because we used to? Anon, my sinon, igrasa mima'arava. We have a paper from the West. What does that mean from the West? Meaning from Eretz Yisrael. And it says there, the ein halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. So it seemed to be in the final analysis, the halacha coming in from Eretz Yisrael is, we do not paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Well, if we do not paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, so why are you invalidating us? Because we used to be brothers-in-law. Well, that would be good according to Rabbi Yehuda, but we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. And if we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, then surely we should be kosher. So why are you pasling us? So he answered back very sharply. Omalahu. So he said to them, Otu Bekava Dekira Idbakna Bechu. Am I stuck to you like glue? As she explains. In other words, no. I'm not puzzling you because I consider us still to be related. We're not glued together. You're right. Ein halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. We don't follow Rabbi Yehuda. Now, even though we were once upon a time related, but we no longer are. So why did I passel you? Deloy kamina pasilna l'chu l'dina. The only reason that I said that you apostle the din, elo mishum, deloy tzaisisu dina. Very scary. You don't listen to Dayonim. Somebody who's not a tzaisi, tzaisi means to listen. If you don't listen to Dayonim, then you're apostle. So therefore, you totally misunderstood. The reason that I passeled you from din is not because we used to be brothers-in-law. No, not because of that. We don't passken like Rabbi Yehuda. We passken that it doesn't matter what you once were, it depends what you are now. So therefore, I'm not claiming that we are, as it were, glued together, we're connected in any way. That's not why I passeled you. With regard to our family relationship, that would be considered kosher leidus. The problem is, you got a different reason why you're apostle, because you don't listen to Dayanim. And somebody who doesn't obey the instructions of Dayanim is invalid. Have a look at the top line of Rashi. Bekava. Dikre idbeku b'chi. Bekav shel shavo, a piece of wax. Nidbakti bochem, I'm stuck to you, b'tmiya, question mark. Do you think I'm stuck to you with wax? In other words, do you think I still consider myself related to you? No, we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. Klaima, what that means is, eini dovuk bochem klal. I'm not connected. I don't consider to be related to you anymore because we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. Elo, rather, there's another problem. Atun, you, loy tzaisisun dina. You don't listen to the din. And if you don't obey the instructions of the Bez Din, then you're necessarily possible. And that is the end of that sugya. We now move on. The mission and conclusion, if you remember, said the mission and conclusion said that an oyhev or a soine, somebody you love, somebody you hate, is posoleidus. What was an oyhev? So if you remember, the mission said, sorry? Mishnah said an oyev is a shushbin. A shushbin is somebody who you accompany to the chuppah. If he's your child or not your child. Just 3 weeks ago, I accompanied a chosn down to the chuppah, even though he was not my child. So I would be considered posel edus. Says the Gemara on the last narrow line, oyev ze shushbin oy. V'kamo, question mark, for how long? Is he rendered posel forever and ever because once upon a time he accompanied him to the chuppah? Omar Rav Abba, Omar Rav Yirmiya, Omar Rav Kol, Shivas Yimei HaMishteh, all 7 days of the Sheva Brachos. V'rabbono Mishmei Derova Omir, Rav Yosef, how do they explain this? Afilu Miyoyim Rishon Ve'elech, even from the first day. What does that mean, even from the first day?
For the wedding, the note, just the connection applies only on the wedding day. I read that note again. True.
So what does it mean? Ve'elech afilu miyem rishon. Oh, I see. Afilu miyem rishon ve'elech. What, he's kosher? It means.
Yeah. The disqualification applies only on the wedding day.
Right.
So but not opinion. On the subsequent days.
Right. So according to the first opinion, he's considered possible for the whole show brachas. Whereas according to the second opinion, no. After the chasana, miyoyim rishon, even from the first day of shabrochas ve'elech, and then onwards, he's 100% kosher.
If someone does shabrochas just only 5 days, would it continue for 2 more days?
Yes. There are 7 days of shabrochas, whether or not you host them or not. There are 7 days of mishta, the Gemara calls it. The Chosin and Kala, whether or not they have what we call a Suda Sheva Brachas, is irrelevant. They have Shivas Yimei Mishta. There's halachas. they have to wear Shabbos clothes for 7 days. They've got a chiyuv of simcha for 7 days, etc., etc. Finally, we had a Gemara about the soine, not the oyhev, the soine. An enemy, somebody who's hated, is also considered a apostolator. So the Mishnah asks, what is a soine? Anybody you haven't spoken to for 3 days. A little bit scary. Says the Gemara, let's try and reach the Mishnah quickly. Hasoine kol shalai dibe. Where's that learned from? Tana Rabbanan. Vehu loy oyev loy yidenu. Veloy mevakesh ra'osa yedinenu. Two psukim. Loy oyev loy. Not being an enemy. Yidenu. Can he testify? Veloy mevakesh ra'osa yedinenu. And not somebody who you want to do bad. To can you be a judge? So it sounds like anybody that you don't like, you cannot be either an aid or a dayon. So that proves us that a soine is possible. What about an oyhev? Says the Gemara, Ashkechon soine. We have found a source for an enemy, but oyhev minolam. Where do you see that even somebody that you love is also possible? So the Gemara says, Kori behoch, you have to read the posuk. Vahu loy oyev loy, veloy oyhev loy. A little bit of play on words, even though it means the exact opposite. Oyev is enemy, but oyev is somebody that you love. Loy yeiden, veloy mevakesh rasoi, veloy toivosa yediden. Says the Gemara, excuse me, midi oyev ksiv question mark. Does it say oyhev? I'm sorry to tell you, it doesn't say oyhev, it says oyev with a yud. So how can you make a drasha that an oyhev is excluded, but the pasuk doesn't actually say oyhev, it says oyev? Says the Gemara, you're quite right. Elos varahu. I actually don't need a pasuk because it's logic. My timer, oyev my timer. Why is an enemy puzzled? Mishum de merachake daite. Because they have opposite and conflicting views, they clearly don't get along, and therefore you're biased. Well, for the same logic, just the opposite way around, oyhev nami makarve daite. So for the exact same reason that an oyev, who you have richuk hadas from your apostle, well, the same would apply, just the opposite way around. For an oyev, there you have kiruv hadas. So either way, you have some type of bias, either because you hate him or you love him. Even if I can't find a pasuk, but I don't need to, it's svara. Says the Gemara, no, for Rabbonon. Rabbonon disagree with this halacha. Rabbonon say, no, an oyev and a soine are allowed to testify. So how do they deal with the psukim that we just quoted? Says the Gemara, for Rabbonon, hi. This pasuk of quote unquote loy oyev loy veloy mevakesh ra'osei quote unquote my darshibe. What do they use that for a drasha? Doesn't it clearly say that an oyev is disqualified? How can you say no, he's not? Says the Gemara chad ledayon. One pasuk is, it's not talking about an aid, it's talking about a dayon. A dayon is worse. Why is a dayon worse? So look at Rashi quickly or the second narrow line. Chad ledayon, the bedayon moidu rabbonon. They only disagree with an aid, but a dayon, a judge, they agree that he's disqualified. Why? The soine lo yodun. They agree that a soine cannot judge the loimotzi chozi le zechusa because he's not going to try and find a zechus. The function of the dayon is always to be objective and try and find a zechus. And if he hates him, he won't do so. So that's one pasuk. Remember, we bought two. And idach, the other pasuk, kedatanya omar Rabbi Yosi bar Rabbi Yehuda. We have a pasuk that says, "Vohu loy oyev loy veloy mevakesh ra'osei." What do we use that pasuk for? Not to disqualify an enemy from being an aid, but mikan l'shnei talmidei chachamim she'esoyinin ze eze. Two talmidei chachamim chas v'shalom who hate each other. She'ein yoishvin bedin ke'echod. They cannot sit together on a bezdin. They're just going to disagree with each other because they hate each other. They will not be able to judge the case objectively. But it's not talking about a soine being an aid, according to the Rabbonon. We have one pasuk, a soine cannot be a judge. Another pasuk, that two Talmidei Chachamim who are soinim of each other cannot sit together in the Bezdin. And that's who is possible. Okay, so we've reached the Mishnah Baruch Hashem earlier than I expected. We need to do Chazorah. This has been quite a complicated sugya. So Be'ezus Hashem, tomorrow, we won't be able to finish, obviously, but we're going to start going back to the Mishnah Chof Zayin on the base. The Mishnah begins with Krevim. We'll try and do as much as we can tomorrow. We'll finish the rest next time, and then we move on in Mitzvah Hashem.
Yeshua Koach.
Okay, be well. Have a good day, everybody.
All too.